Hey, great now to be back with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smoltzky. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Should I ask you how you're doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. All right, coach. Great start to the season. Opening up with a win over Masco, and then a little bit of a dip. But boy, have you guys rebounded! So tell me a little bit about your feel the last three or four games.
It was like you said. The Masco game, that was a big win. Then we lost two straight to Bedford and Triton. And it's meeting with the players and talking to them. We were kind of down in the dumps at that point. But after the last 3 weeks, things have really changed a lot. A lot of kids have stepped up. Leaders have started to develop, and it's really been a good few weeks heading into North Reading.
The Linfield game must have been a pivotal point for you guys. Tell me about that weird score.
I looked at it's funny, 11-9. First thing that flashed in my head was 1891. I believe that Newburyport beat Amesbury 11-10 on Thanksgiving. So that was the first thing that popped into my head. Just a little history there, but
cool.
It was just a defensive battle, 3-3 until the end of regulation, and then you have four chances to get a touchdown, and then you're forced to go for two. So that's what it came down to. 11, we got the two, and they scored right after, and we stopped there too, and that was game. It was just such a good program win, really kind of just shifting the momentum mm-hmm. from the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah, that had to be a real uplifting win. Plus, it was away, wasn't it? It was at Linfield?
Yeah, it was at Linfield too, which, historically, the last so many times we've been there, we don't fare too well there.
Okay, well, the Cal is up for grabs, man, and it's so weird that there's only a couple of games left before the playoffs begin. You guys are in a tie in the Kinney with North Reading, and they were upset by Amesbury, and here comes North Reading.
Yeah, no, North Reading, Coach does a great job there. They're a solid team, from quarterback to running back to receiver, offensive line. They're just all around. They're just, last year into this year, they've developed and got even better this year. So we're really looking forward to the opportunity to compete with them and to be able to compete, for a potential share of the Capan League title. And just looking forward to Friday night.
Yeah, it's the stretch run. Coach, I know you're pressed for time here, but could you mention a few kids who have stood out for you so far?
Captain Jack Haddon, he's developed so much as a leader from, if you go back to freshman year, but this year even, he's just, he's really stepped up. He walks the walk, he talks the talk, he's just a complete leader. On the football field, he's done really well converting to fullback and playing inside linebacker. And you have Ryan Miles, who's just, all-around great leader, another captain. They're really just great kids. I could talk about football, this, that, and the other thing, but, they're really developing into just positive young leaders and just good people. And on the line, we have Nico Silverio and Captain Will Walsh. They've really stepped up a lot this year, and same thing. Just kind of, they're like extra coaches on the field. They're helping out their teammates every day in practice. I could keep naming some other guys too, underclassmen, but those are our four core mm-hmm. senior leaders.
Well, that's cool. And talking to Sean Driscoll, St. Mary's coach, he mentioned, just like you did, on how important the development of character is in a football program in terms of don't forget about the X and O's, but in addition to the X and O's, and maybe even more important. And I'm glad you mentioned that about your kids, because I think it's good for people to understand what student athletes are and what coaches try to do with them.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had a new approach this year. We have a leadership council with four sophomores, four juniors, and four seniors, and we meet every Wednesday morning and just kind of discuss things like accountability, what it means to be a good teammate, stuff like that, and really focus on those things. Talk about the pulse of the team, mm-hmm. after that Triton loss, really we're down in the dumps, and they got to just a place to air how they're feeling, and talk about solutions to get better. So that's really benefited us this year.
Fantastic.
As a program in general.
Okay. Where is the game Friday night?
It's in North Reading. I mean, I'm sorry. It's at home in Newburyport. My bad.
All right. And what time is that? Is that 6:30 or 7?
6:30.
All right. So people got to get out there and watch the kids. Coach, thank you so much. I know you're kind of pressed today. Good luck with everything. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben.
I haven't gotten in touch this time.
Very good. All right. Take care, Ben. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. That is Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.